on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm John Basser, the New World Report, with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. Lula da Silva, the senior member of the America's Governance Board, a man who is accustomed to his country. He was twice president before and is now looking to relate to the rest of the world, notably not to get involved in the European war, and notably to travel to Beijing within these next days. The report is extremely positive about this trip. President Lula da Silva will meet Chinese leader Xi Jinping on Lula's first trip of his current term. Lula visited China twice during his earlier government, 2003-10, and he will stay in Beijing for 4 days on trade, investments, and the war in Ukraine. This is striking, Professor, because it underlines how much of the world is not directly involved in either sanctions regime or meetings with NATO or any of the confrontational language that we see routinely between Moscow and Brussels and Paris. Brazil is part of the BRICS. Russia's also part. India's also part. South Africa's also part. And I underline something that's become apparent to me looking at the map of the world. The global South is sitting out the European war. Is Brazil a leader of the global South? Can we say that Lula da Silva is a groundbreaker in the future, whatever it comes to between the two? Well, I'm going to call them blocks. I don't have another name for them. Between the two blocks, Eurasia, Moscow and Beijing, and the rest of the world.
Well, John, although there are many countries that aspire to be part of the global South, and we actually remember it going back to the 1950s and 1960s when spearheaded by Indonesia and Bandung as the non-aligned movement as well, and people like Nehru, for example, in India, et cetera. But certainly in the contemporary reincarnation, when we're looking at the question of position with respect to Russia and others, Brazil certainly has a claim to one of the part of that mantle. It is, historically, again, tied to array of other countries, as you mentioned, through the BRICS, South Africa, China, India, et cetera. It is, especially with Lula da Silva, it is sought to have a policy which, while historically more or less cooperative with the United States, we've had shared interest going all the way back to when Brazil contributed a division of troops to support the Allied war movement in the Italy campaign. However, in the Cold War era and increasingly now, what you have is a government that desires to use Brazil's role as really one of the most globally oriented countries in Latin America beyond the United States to position itself as having a meaningful role in world affairs. We saw this before when Lula da Silva, in his first incarnation as president from 2003 to 2010, sought to position Brazil alongside Turkey to be an interlocutor with the nuclear negotiations with Iran, something that was famously unsuccessful. But Brazil seems to be doing the same thing now with Russia, previously visiting German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, much to his, I think, surprise and dismay, that Lula did not see anything to blame Russia and Putin more than Vladimir Zelensky and NATO for the current conflict, and refused, so to speak, to take sides. So I think, as with the Iran deal that I just referred to, certainly Brazil would like to position itself as a peacemaker. And the other thing that's important to note is that that BRICS and other Brazil has long been not only a international player, especially projecting itself across the Atlantic and its relationship with Africa and elsewhere, but also, for example, with respect to China. There was a time when in China, if you knew no other country that existed in South America, you knew Brazil. It was there on the map. Indeed, all the way back to previous Chinese President Hu Jintao in 2004, when he first visited the region, it was, Brazil was one of the countries that he went to. And so it's no great surprise that Lula, in that capacity, is going to meet President Xi in Beijing on March 28th. And again, going back to that, Brazil is the major destination in terms of size of Chinese investment in the region. About $70 billion in Chinese sunk investment over the past two decades just in Brazil alone. So almost half of what China's put in the entire hemisphere, as well as enormous volumes of trade. And it spans everything from purchases of soy and iron ore by China to manufacturing operations and even pharmaceuticals and information technologies and various other things. And so it is a very strong relationship. And so it's no great surprise, but it's also an indication of both Brazil's position and the way in which China continues to invest to engage the hemisphere through Brazil, among other actors.
My understanding is Brazil is critical to the future because of food security. The issue is constant now through a number of states in Africa, and I believe that number will grow. Brazil certainly understands its role. China must understand its role. In other words, China is considered the dominant player in many states around the world. But I don't see it dominating Brazil just because there are other customers. Is that too generalized, or is Brazil in a good position right now, Professor? We have about a minute.
Well, Brazil is a big state. And certainly in Brazil, there's historically been the desire to have more high value added exports, such as the manufacturing sector, and concerned that in many ways China's demand for Brazilian soy and iron ore and petroleum instead of Brazil's manufacturers is effectively de-industrializing Brazil. So Brazil doesn't want to just be a commodity exporter like many other countries in service to China. There's one time in which the Brazilian and Chinese economies were roughly the same size, but increasingly it's becoming what many in Brazil are concerned about, a relationship of dependency, albeit a relationship of dependency in which Brazilian agriculture and others are making a lot of money, with China being the major market and a substantial boost to Brazil's economic activity.
Lula da Silva to Beijing. Much to learn from those conversations between the General Secretary of the Chinese Communist Party and the President of Brazil. Professor Evan Ellis, the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. This is the New World Report. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.